Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 5, 1805. Iron Boat Troubles. Problems with the iron boat are beginning to add up. First, the seams, as they dry, are splitting where they were sewn. Second, Lewis does not have pitch to seal those seams. And third, he does not have enough proper elk skins for the covering. He substitutes buffalo skins, which at first appeared to be inferior, but at the launching proved to be better than the elk skins. Captain Lewis writes about his dilemma today.
This morning I had the boat removed to an open situation. Scaffolded off the ground, turned a keel to the sun, and kindled fires under her to dry her more expeditiously. I then set a couple of men to pounding of charcoal to form a composition with some beeswax, which we have, and buffalo tallow. Now my only hope and resource for paying my boat. I sincerely hope it may answer, yet I fear it will not. The boat, in every other respect, completely answers my most sanguine expectation. She is not yet dry, and 8 men can carry her with the greatest ease. She is strong, and will carry at least 8,000 pounds, with her suite of hands. Her form is as complete as I could wish it. The stitches began to gape very much since she has begun to dry. I am now convinced this would not have been the case had the skins been sewed with a sharp point only, and the leather not cut by the edges of a sharp needle. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 5, 1805.
All the men, boats, gear, and supplies are now at the camp at the top of the falls, so the portage is complete. It has been quite an arduous task. Captain Lewis, who was scouting ahead of the main party, first arrived at the falls on June 13. He spent all the next day, well into the night, in search of the top of the falls, which he finally found 12 miles up the river. Captain Clark and the main party arrived at the bottom of the falls on June 15 and set up a base camp from which to plan and prepare for the portage. The captains and the men spent at least 6 days exploring the areas both north and south of the river in search of a workable portage route. They finally settled on a 17 3/4 mile route south of the river. As soon as the base camp was set up, while a portage route was still being decided on, preparations for the task began. The men set about making carriages from large trees, wheel and axle assemblies upon which the boats and baggage would ride across the prairie. At one point, they even put a sail up on one of the boats, something Lewis called sailing on dry land. In addition, any supplies they would not need or feared losing were cached, and gear and supplies were repacked for overland transport. This preparatory work took 5 days. The first load of baggage and boats was moved out of the base camp on June 21. Thus began a process of shuttling boats, baggage, men, and carriages bit by bit up the portage. The last load arrived at the upper camp on July 2, 12 days after the moving had begun. So it was 20 days from the time Lewis first saw the falls to the time all men and materials were safely at the upper camp near the White Bear Islands. The Corps would then spend several more days repacking gear and readying boats for the remaining trip up the river. Tomorrow, another hailstorm.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.